Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. It's high school rodeo finals time again. The California High School Rodeo State Finals is back at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Things got rolling Monday for the annual event, and what better starting gun to a week of rodeo fun than the State Finals Trap Shoot and Light Rifle events. In the light rifle event, District 3's Abigail Stanley from Roseville was able to defend her title from last year. The now two-time champ shot best in the long go with a score of 329 and in the short go as well, scoring 326 for a combined score of 655 with six bullseyes. Wyatt Bolivant, also from District 3, finished second with 607 points, and finishing third was local shooter Christian Soto. The District 9 sharpshooter shot a 601 and had an event-leading 8 bullseyes. In the trap shoot, District 1's Carl Johnson took first with 82 points. He narrowly edged out Brandon Lowe from D4, who took second with 80 points. And in third place, it was Alexius Jones from District 7 with 76 points. Monday also marked the start of the cutting horse events, the boys' cutting, the girls' cutting, and the co-ed reined cow horse event. After one day, Haley Grant from District 7 leads the girls' cutting event with 150 points. Gracie Beth Sutton is second with 149 points from District 8. District 5's Ruby Rydell is holding fast in third place with 148 points. Round 1 of the reined cow horse event, or RCH, saw District 4's Brett Pura jump out to the early lead with 295 points. Olivia Beth and Sadie Grant, both from District 7, are second and third respectively after one round. In the boys' cutting event, District 8's Tyler Toole leads the pack with 151 points, D7's Kaysen Lynch is second with 150, and in third it's Lane Sherbo from District 3 with 147 points. The second of two go-rounds will take place on Tuesday. After round two, the top 15 from each event will ride for the state title on Wednesday. Local notables include District 9's Ashley Griffin with 140 points in the girls' cutting. She still has an outside shot to win the state championship, along with fellow D9er Cammy Jo Jorian, who has 139 points after one round. I'll have complete updates on this year's CHSRA State Finals tomorrow on ESN Sports. In local swimming, I have more results from last weekend's Bishop Invitational. In the boys' division, 6-year-old Beckett Rossi was the overall winner for the 6 and unders. His 52 points were plenty to beat out Bishop's Chris Rasmussen, who had 23 points, and Wells Turner from Mammoth, who had 6. August Caruncio took top honors in the 7-year division. He had 49 points. For the 8-year-olds, Weston Jagers from Mammoth was top dog with 38 points. He beat out Reed McGon, who had 32 points from Bishop. One of the big stories of the day was the 9-year-old boys' division. Swimming against stiff competition from Carson City and Reno, Dane Nesser took first in a very tough grouping. The Nesser Express scored 48 points, easily defeating Caden Pierce, who had 36 points for Carson City. Magnus Perez was one of the top locals for the 10-year-old group. He was fourth with 22 points. It was a clean sweep for Bishop in the 11s, however, with Jesse Coakley, Clyde McGon, and Shiloh Vickers taking 1 through 3, respectively. In the 12-year division, Asher Bowerly from Mammoth was the top local rep. He was second with 59 points. Xavier Coakley from Bishop won the overall 13-year division with 60 points. Waylon Schultz and Adam Perez were 1 and 2 in the 14s. Schultz had 61 and Perez had 27. Beckett Page from Mammoth scored 72 points to win the day at age 15, and Will Hennerty swam unopposed to win the 17U division with 90 points. Overall, it was a good showing for our local swimmers. Next up on the swim calendar is the Mammoth Swim Meet. That's on July 9th. Quick note, Tuesday night, the Dodgers will be back at it after a much-needed day off. They've lost 3 straight series in 7 of their last 10 games. They'll send righty Tony Gonsolin to the mound to face the Chicago White Sox, who will start Lance Lynn. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at local sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.